Ksuvas per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. The Mishnah wants to consider a couple unusual scenarios where the father is out of the picture and whether or not there's a kanas payment to be made. So, first of all, you recall back in Mishnah Gimel, we had a question of a girl who was a Nara, Shnis Arsav Nizgarsha, a girl who had been engaged and then with Erisin and then she got a get, divorced. So the question is if there's kanas to her or not. We said, Rabbi Yossi Kaglili said no, Rabbi Akiva said yes, and she gets the kanas. So this Mishnah is following up on that, and we're assuming the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar will feature in the Mishnah as the only opinion, and Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Akiva, he was a Talmud in fact, who says there is a payment to her. But now the Mishnah will say, and you could actually misunderstand what it's saying here, the words say, Yisoma Shnis Arsav Nisgarsha, a woman. So the words, Yisoma is an orphan girl. Shinis Arsa Vinis Garsha is a girl who accepted Kedushin, so she was like legally married, and then she got divorced, but prior to actually being functionally married and moving in with her her husband, she was divorced, so she never slept with the man. But the case of the Mishnah here is actually two separate cases, okay, that's important to note. The first case is Anari Yasoma, a girl who was 12 years old, 12 and a half, who's now without a father. It's case A. Or case B, again, you have a Nara, but that Nara was like a Mu'reset. She had accepted Kedushin, the ring from somebody. She was legally married, but then she got divorced. And she's still a Basula, never slept with a man before. But her father could be alive in that case. But he's out of the picture halachically because like she's her own woman, in as much as like a married and divorced woman, her father like has lost his like role over her. In those two cases, so what happens? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hamafate Patur, if we're talking about a situation of Pitui, where he seduced her and she consented to sleep with him, so then, since she agreed to sleep with him, she consented, so the assumption is that she waives any claim against him in terms of Knas. So therefore, the Mafate is Patur, there'd be no penalty to pay her. However, Vaonis Chayev, if he was with her without her consent, against her will, so then obviously she doesn't waive any claims, and therefore the claim, the kanas payment, would go to her directly. There's a bit of machlokes Rishonim, by the way, regarding the other payments, the boshes and pagam payments. According to the Rambam, those payments go to her father still, if he's alive, even if she's, Nizar Servin Nizgarsha, whereas the Rosh says no, they now go to her as well.